Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms, Psalm 34. Towards the end of the week of increase meeting there in Branson, the Lord ministered to us about His goodness. And as I prayed and sought, checked my heart, sought the Lord about the next parts of where we go from here, I was impressed that that was not a completion, that was an introduction. And we've ministered on these things some before, as you might imagine. I mean, have you ever heard the phrase, God is good? And it's something we're familiar with, and yet I think we know a lot less about it than we think we do. What does that mean? God is good. What is good? And how is that supposed to impact and affect our lives? Even though people say God is good, you'll find that many, many church-going Christians believe that God is also bad. He does good and bad. And we camped on that last week. You know, a lot of folks just do not discern God when they see Him, when they hear Him. They don't discern that it's Him. Did you know the religious leaders and many people in Jesus' day, they are looking at God, they are hearing God, they are seeing God, and they hated it. Talking about Jesus. They hated Him, and yet they're thinking, no, we represent God. And they're hearing God and hating it. And Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm only saying what I hear Him say. I'm only doing what I see Him do. And so how many would agree and understand there are many people seeing God and they're not discerning it. Amen. They're hearing God and they're not discerning it. And they got some goofy ideas about who God is and what He is. And they're rejecting what's really God and holding on to their distorted notions of God. But by the mercy and goodness of the Lord, we don't have to do that.
Amen.
We've been praying and believing around here for some time now for the Lord to show us what's Him and what's not Him. What's really Him and His ways and His Word, and what's just the ideas of men and religious notions and stuff that men have concocted and come up with? How many really want to know the difference? You really want to? I tell you this, you'll be surprised again and again. And it'll be things you thought about God. You'll find out, well, no, that's not Him. That's not right. Is that His will?
Yes.
Don't you think He wants us to know
Yes. What's
Him and what's not Him? One of the biggest things that will help you is putting your nose in this book. Is that right? Because this is Him. He's speaking in Matthew. He's speaking in Genesis. Even though He's speaking through different men and women, it's Him on every page. Is that right? It's Him. And when you see Him today and hear Him today, He's going to sound just like this. Is that right? Just like this. And that's why everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day, Monday through Friday, even when the names are six syllables long. Huh? Is that right? So how does it help me? Emma Pashadai Prosciutto. How does that help me? It might help you speak in tongues. I don't know. But if it's the Word of God, it's anointed, and there's more there than you know. And it wouldn't be in there if there wasn't a reason for it. So just read it in faith. But how many are seeing good things when you read your chapter? Man, there's all kind of... One thing you can see is that God is not loose and lax like a lot of people think He is. Certain way He wants things done, is that right? Very specific, very orderly, and God's not in confusion, the New Testament says. He's not in. He's not the author. He's not in it. But He is a God of order and things being right. Hallelujah. Well, in Psalm 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. How many think we should practice that? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. If the conversation lulls and you don't know what to say next, it's always appropriate to say, praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. It's not good to boast about yourself or even your kids or grandkids. I says, why not? Because they're your grandkids. And really, you're bragging on yourself when you're bragging on them, because they're your babies and your kids. I'm better go over here on this side. I'm just so proud of my kids. I know people think that's wonderful and good. It's not. You can be thankful for your kids. You can be pleased with them. But all pride is of the devil. I know. Get the same response every time. Search the scriptures. Find me one positive reference about pride. People say, well, all I got's my pride. Then you're in bad shape. Well, we're poor, but we're proud. God will deliver you from both conditions. If you'll believe Him. No, pride is evil. It's the nature of the devil himself. And God hates it. You know our prayer we prayed about 5 minutes ago? What's God, what's not God? Being answered right now. It's the truth. Well, I always thought, well, I know that's why we prayed a minute ago. And now here we are. I just don't know if I agree with all that. Well, what is your belief based on? Well, I got a right to my beliefs. No, you don't. If Jesus is your Lord, you're to believe what He tells you. Amen. Not just make up stuff. And if you don't have any verses, in order for something to be scriptural, you need scriptures for it. In order for you to cling to your position that some pride is good, you need scripture for that. Amen. Where is it? Well, I'm going to find it. Well, do it. Go find it. But when you can't find it, will you be honest enough to repent before the Lord and say, well, okay, Lord, I'm done with it then. Jesus said, come learn of me. Didn't He? I am meek and lowly of heart. Humility pleases the Lord. But we're off to a rocking start here, aren't we? Look at the very next phrase. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Who's going to be the happy ones?
The humble,
the humble ones. A man's pride or woman's pride will bring him low. There's a lot of scriptures about pride in the Bible. None of them good. All of it's about how bad it is and what it's going to do to you. My soul will make her boast in the Lord. It's not good to brag on yourself. It's not good to brag on yours. But it is perfectly good to brag on the Lord.
Amen.
You ought to be a big braggart. when it comes to the Lord. Just brag and brag and brag on how big He is, what He is, what He can do, what He has done, what He's going to do. Just brag, brag, brag. Boast. Somebody say, I'm a big boaster for the Lord. And the humble shall hear you bragging on the Lord. Not you bragging on yourself, but boasting about Him and be glad. Keep reading verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Keep going. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Did you know you can be free from every phobia? Quit saying, I have a fear of this, or a fear of heights, fear of spiders. You can be delivered from every phobia. Yes. And you need to be. It's bondage. He delivered me. So, come on, say it out loud. He delivered me from all my fears. Keep reading. They looked to Him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. What kind of troubles does a poor man have? Poor troubles. Is that right? Broke troubles. Will God deliver you from broke troubles? Troubles that are a result of being broke. Yes, saved him out of all his troubles. Keep going. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear Him and delivers them. Everywhere I go, angels go with me and encamp round about me and deliver me. Need to say that over yourself. Verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. One translation says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Taste. What does taste mean? Well, He's not just talking about physical, but there is the ability to discern, to detect, and to discern, to distinguish, and to experience the goodness of the Lord right here now in the land of the living. Has anybody in here tasted of the goodness of the Lord?
Yes.
Would you then take some more?
Yes.
Would you take some more?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.